Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Candice, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. You know I'm having an awesome time. I know you may be listening to us. It may be, hopefully you live, but you know, you may be listening to the archive or the podcast, or maybe morning, even or night. But you know, we have to always, always remember that we have a purpose in life. And we have to, what I always say, don't stop, get it. You know, the reason that we're here at Good Deeds, our mission and purpose, is to help other people get their vision, their dreams, their passion, and of course, their purpose out to the world. We love bringing you information that, you know, to educate you. We want to motivate you and inspire you that we can make better decisions, okay? Make a wise decision. That's the key that we need to do. You know, I was talking to our guest today. I told her she's motivated me, inspired me, and I just love her spirit. But, you know, I want to just say this quickly. You know, because this came in my spirit, we need to eliminate the spirit of competition. You don't need to compete with anybody. Everybody have their own. Let me make this analogy. They're a piece of the pie, if you will. You know, you have your uniqueness when you come to the table. We can be, let's say, in media, but you bring your unique energy, your unique drive, your unique ideals. And we can be still partner together. We can still collaborate together. I mean, even though, you know, publishing, all the things that we do, we have to eliminate that because, you know what? The Father that I serve has plenty. If we're talking about money, he has plenty of money. He has unique and witty inventions, okay? And that's for everyone to partake of that. Now, we don't want to delay things, but, you know, I just wanted to get that out of my spirit. You know how I am. You know I'm very transparent, so I have to say that. We actually have an awesome young lady in the studio today. I mean, she's a best-selling author. She's a CEO. She actually really have the heart for people to get you, have, you know, busy, you know, exposure so you can be visible. Because the thing is, all of us have a story. All of us have a passion and a purpose that we need to get out in the world. I mean, she's been on the Today Show. She's actually, I mean, really, she's been doing it 16 years of publishing, marketing, and you know, social media. You have to know how to do that social media. There's certain things you can do and certain things you shouldn't do because you got to, of course, protect your brand. You have to, everything you say, if I say 1, 2, 3, that's representing my brand. When I said don't stop, get it, y'all know that is Dr. Renee Sunday. But we don't want to delay things because she have a vast amount of information to tell us. And we just want to just give her the floor to share whatever golden nugget she wants to share with us. And we want to welcome to Good Deeds. She's the CEO, best-selling, many, many other talents and gifts, I call them, Miss Linda Dominique Gorsaver Holland. I know I may have messed her name, but she know my heart, so she's going to get it right when we get on here. Miss Linda, how you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for having me, Renee, Dr. Renee. I appreciate it.
Wow, we just thank you so much, you know, because we don't take it for granted because, you know, everybody has a busy schedule of things, you know, that to-do list that we go crazy about. So I do, you know, it's an honor and a privilege that you are here.
Amen. I just wanted to chime in on what you were saying. You were just talking about the competition and the jealousy, and I just wanted to share something that I shared earlier this week with my Grow Your Dreams Network members. And what it was simple. It says your dream should never compete with the dream of someone else because your dream has an individual purpose and the doors that need to open for it, meaning your dream, to flourish will. So God will open whatever doors need to open for whatever it is that he'll call you to do. I mean, like his word says, your gifts will make room for you. So, yeah, competition, all that stuff, that jealousy, it's not necessary. We were all created to do individual, unique things, and we should rejoice in that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And, you know, and I always say things like that, that's jealousy, you know, competition, et cetera, is a distraction. Because when you consuming that, when you embracing that, guess what? You're not focused on what God has you to do. You actually way on a whole nother track, you know, sending messages, sending emails, calling people, talking about something that is not need to be done at that time. You need to actually focus on the purpose. You know, a lady said, you bring me to a point. A lady said yesterday, so awesome. It hit me, really. She actually said, you know, we go to school all these years and get these diplomas and these degrees. And that hit me. And she said, you know, we can actually take all this book knowledge and stuff like that. Not saying God wasn't there, because God is the reason that you're successful. But she said, when you in your purpose, you have to, and when successful in your purpose, you listen to the Holy Spirit and that instinct, that inner being, that peace that's inside to direct you on where you need to go. Because I know so many people that's in their purpose have not went to school. They haven't had a training in voice, if you will. They haven't had training in journalism. And they are, like I always say, Linda, they are getting it.
Exactly. Yeah, that's good. I mean, and I can relate, because my testimony as an example is the same thing. I left a job working for the city, the hospitals in New York. God was he just freed me to be able to walk away from my full-time job. I had just released my first book, and I didn't have a lucrative contract with a major publisher in New York City. I had self-published my first book, and he allowed me to just understand marketing to the degree that I was able to sell 10,000 copies of my first self-published book. And that's really unheard of for a self-published mm-hmm. author and a first-time author at that. So I had no training. I had really no backup plan. And I was walking by faith. So you don't always have to have training. You don't always have to have schooling. It takes God, and that's what I had. So, and I mean, let me just rephrase that, because he was my backup plan. So I didn't have a formal backup plan, but God was my backup plan.
That is so amazing. I mean, that hit me, because, you know, a lot of new business owners, the new person that's stepping out on faith. Now, you know me, Linda. I'm very transparent. Now, I had to get kicked out of my job. I got freed, all right. I had to get fired from my job to really walk into my purpose that I am now. But, you know, a lot of business owners get that. They get the spirit of fear. Let's just say what it is. And, you know, and they say, well, dog, stuff is not working fast enough. But, you know, if you tune into the Holy Spirit, I mean, like I think T.D. Jakes always say, what took 10 years would take 1 year, et cetera.
Amen. That wisdom, that spiritual insight can teach you so much more than the most popular book, you know, that the whole world is talking about. And, you know, in the Grow Your Dreams Network, and that's a network that I created, I gave birth to that last November. God said to start it, he said that it would help give birth to people who had gifts, talents, ideas, wanted to start businesses. And that's one of the things that he said. He said, faith. You have to be willing to step out on faith. Be faithful. You have to bind that fear, and you just have to launch out there, and you have to trust him. And so many people are coming back with testimonies about what happens when you trust God. When you trust God with what he's given you, and you put those talents to work. So many people. So it is possible. People are opening salons. They are launching businesses. They are releasing books. They are opening coaching businesses. There's so many things that the dreamers are doing, and it's just amazing. God is showing that there are no limits with him, and it's just amazing.
Yes, you're right. Well, let me ask you, we move into a direction that is just in my spirit that will help the listeners. you know, when you are starting out fresh, and I mean, you talked about this in the green room a little bit, you know, and I always tell people, you know, people say, well, how do you know you hear from God? You know, because I always say you got to have peace about it. He's not nowhere where confusion is.
That's
but
right.
I want to say, what's your take on, you know, when new business or when we're stepping out in faith? You know, we know we need to have a mentor. You know, we need to have someone that has been before us. Actually, I've heard, I think T.D. Jakes again said, don't get someone that's been out there 30, 40 years. You may just need to get someone that's 2 to 5 years because that you know they pretty active and they kind of up and, you know, if it's a speaker, they speaking now. It's not like a speaker that's been speaking for 30 years and maybe not still in that vein. But what's your take of suggestions that people should do, you know, just starting out when you say, okay, how do I pick a coach? How do I pick someone that is like-minded? I mean, because I think that's a big, huge, and I had that concern myself. So I'm, you know, that's kind of a hard thing to know what to do in that situation.
Yeah, for me, what God has given me to share with the Dreamers, because we have prayer calls every Wednesday morning, and one of the things that He is teaching us is that you have to pray before you link up with people. So when you pray, God is going to give you the revelation. He's saying it's not about the most popular. It's not the one with, you know, the 5,000 fans on their page. It's not the one who, you know, is charging the most money. That's not the criteria you should be looking at as who is the best coach or who is the best mentor. It's about go into your secret closet, pray, and seek God to see who is the perfect fit for you. Because you might have somebody who's a great coach, but is that a coach that's a good fit for where he's taking you? They might be gifted in a certain area, and that specific area might not mesh well or tie into, you know, where he's taking you. You know what I mean? So you might be going into mm-hmm. the merchandising avenue, and that's not where you're gifted. You might be in television, and if they have connections for you. So I would just say pray, seek him, and then make your decision. When he gives you that release, then it's a done deal. Just let him have the final say over any decision that you make, not popularity, not celebrity, or any of that other stuff, because we make many mistakes when we use that as the gauge or criteria as to why we do anything.
Yes, I totally agree with you. We have to really be careful, I guess that may be the best word, of our emotions. Because we as ladies, and, you know, no offense to the men, we make a lot of decisions emotionally, you know, I hate to say that, but your maturity, like you just said, in God, that takes you to a whole nother level of what you have peace about. And who really is talking? you know what I'm saying? Is it just a distraction, or is it really Renee talking, let's say, for example, or is it really God talking? But, you know, he's a small voice. You know, my pastor said if God was talking as much as all these people say, the world would be a better place. But we have to make sure we're in alignment of what his vision is and what his purpose for our life. Because, see, we get it mixed up sometimes. That we think our purpose is for ourselves. Yeah, it's going to, you know, groom you. You're going to learn. But, you know, really, it's for other people. Your anointing is for others, not yourself.
Yes, it is. You're telling the truth. Go ahead. Teach them.
Well, girl, look, we ain't got, Lord have mercy. But I'm sorry we got way, you know, into that. But that's much needed. Someone needed to hear that. So that's why we got into that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I'm just so excited. Your bio is so amazing. Let's talk a little bit more. I love the network that Grow Your Dream. That's just amazing because, you know, we think about things night and day. And we may be still in an 8-to-5 situation. We may have lost a job. They may something totally different than what we have a passion to. You know, let's say medical. You know, we're in the medical field. And now we want to, you know, do cooking, baking or something like that. But I noticed you have a whole program. You have a system, or they say, system may be a better word, that people can actually walk through to just, one, recognize what's the avenues or the different directions they need to follow.
Yeah, I mean, we have dreamers that do all sorts of things. And, you know, the great thing about it is that it's such an anointed and loving group of people that, you know, when we have new members that come on board, it's like a virtual group hug that they get when they come into the group. And they immediately feel welcome. And like I was saying before, if you have someone who comes in there and they're like, want to write a book, there are so many people who are in the group who have written a book or who are trying to write a book or in the process of writing a book, and they all band around each other. If you have somebody who's trying to blog, you know, it's the same thing. They all band around each other, and they're really there to help lift each other up. And the common theme or the common thing that you would hear people sharing on the group, if you're a member, is people saying, I love this group. I love this group because, you know, the people in the group are so authentic. And that is what I truly wanted to create. That's what I believe God led me to create. And, you know, just monitoring it in a way so that it remains that way and gives glory to him, and at the same time, just fostering the gifts that people have and, you know, just allows them to do and get what they need to get from, you know, the group and everyone sharing all together.
That's amazing. I mean, and the thing that I really like about you, and I, you know, I say it in your face, you know, that you share your, you really share, you know, because some people really they're not as transparent. I guess that's a better way of saying it. But you, I can tell that you're passionate. You really want to help people. You can tell by just the way the spirit that comes out of you that, you know, like I always say, you're in your purpose. And you really care about the people that's in your network. So I mean, I give you a round of applause for that. And, you know, God is happy, very pleased in what you're doing. I just want to say that.
Amen. Amen. And I really, really do. I mean, I truly want to see people succeed because I know what it's like to have a dream, to, you know, try to write a book and, you know, have someone help me through the process, you know, and just how proud I felt when I was able to hold my first book in my hand, to, you know, feel good to have launched my first blog, my website. All those things are just, you know, monumental occasions. So to be able to help someone else do the same thing or at least point them in the right direction or give them the tools or coach them, you know, I know that's my calling because I've just always been a helper by nature. So it just comes very easy to me. So God pours into me and then I pour into other people. So, I mean, I love doing it.
That's amazing. Well, let's try to chime in a little bit on, you know, like I think I stated earlier, that you guys, she has a series. I mean, she's just so blessed with her writing skills from blog and from the best-selling books that we talked briefly about. But the Savvy series, girl, I know that was like the old people said, that would deposit it down. As the old people say. But just tell us about your series. I told her already I bought four of the books, and I just got to go get the rest of them.
Yeah, and they're still coming. I mean, one of the things that the Lord told me is that you know a lot of stuff. You know, one day I was in prayer, and even out prayer, he would just start dealing with me. You know all the stuff. You need to start putting this stuff in books so that people can just access it when they need this information, little bits of information. So if they need information on book promotion, the Savvy Book Promotion Manual is available. If they're looking to start a business, the Savvy Moguls Manual is available. if someone's interested in starting a blog, the Savvy Blogger's Manual, and the same thing for time management, the same thing for, you know, those who have a desire to be an author, you know, and he's given me other, you know, directives for other different manuals to write. And the response has just been amazing because it shocked me because I didn't realize how much stuff I knew until I started putting it into the book. And the response, especially from the Savvy Blogger's Manual, the Savvy Author's Manual, people would finish the Savvy Author's Manual and say, oh my goodness, I just finished reading the Savvy Author's Manual. Now I feel like I can write a book in a day. You know, you just made it sound so easy. You broke down the process and now I'm ready to write my book. And I just feel like, you know, that's exactly what God was talking about. Show them how to do it. Put it in a book. And that's what I did. My desire is to just be obedient to what God is saying to do. And he's saying to get the manuals out. So I'm just attempting to just get them out as quickly as I can so that other people can birth their gifts. Because the world needs everything that we have. There's so much stuff going on in the world that anybody who has a gift needs to get it out there. And if I can play some part in helping them do that, that's definitely what I want to do.
Yes, amen. And, you know, I want to say something. You said something so powerful when you said, that one thing, let me is obedient, and I'm gonna park that for a minute. But number two that you said was that in your quiet time, in your secret place, that's what, you know, that we say, that God told you have a lot of information. You know, yeah. I have to really chime in that because he had spoke that to me. But let me tell you, you know, guys, that I'm very transparent. A lot of times, here we go back to that what we talked about earlier. Them distractions would come.
Yeah.
Those distractions would come, and you would mess around there, and you would not write a book. you won't even write nothing down. You won't even call a ghostwriter. Because, you know, all of us have it in us, but sometimes we'll make that excuse that, okay, we don't know how to write. I always tell people, just start journaling. We can get the grammar and all that. That's pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm fussing at myself through our conversation.
Okay.
And Lord have, well, I'm just being honest, and you know, I can take my criticism. I always have been good with that. But I wanted to say that. But let's get back to the obedience. Everybody that's listening, that's viewing, that's here, we have to be obedient. And a lot of people say, well, I don't know if I'm being obedient or not. Well, we know that. When we were, enough to walk, when we started walking, when mom or dad would say, don't do that, we pulling the curtains down or something off the table, we turned around and we knew what we were doing. So
that's
you
right.
have to be obedient to God's word. And, you know, I guarantee, just like Miss Linda is saying, the doors, you know, the windows of heaven, as the word says, will open up, and you won't worry. And I tell people, don't worry about, get your passion and your purpose together. Don't worry about the money. The money will come.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Ooh, yes, it will. Yes, it will.
Yes.
So God rewards your obedience. When you are obedient, he has no choice but to reward you. It will.
Mm. And I want to add to this, even if we've made mistakes, even if we've made this bad decision, even if we knew, we already, as soon as we did it, we said, okay, we shouldn't have done that. We already know that in our heart. God, I guarantee he's done it for me several times. When you go around the block, if you will, or you go the next day, or go down the mile, or, you know, go another month or so, you know, I'm just saying, keep going forward. He's going to give you another chance. Next thing you know, somebody else going to come and say, hey, what about that book you're supposed to read? Somebody you don't
That's
even
right.
know. They're going to say, you're supposed to be writing this book.
Yes, he will.
So, I mean, people think I'm making a time when I say, don't stop, get it. You got to do that. I live that. You can't give up on your purpose.
Right. Yes, indeed.
Well, tell us this, and I know that this may take a while, but I just feel that we need to cover this. I know you told us about your wonderful network, but go through, if it's okay with you, go through the products and services that you offer, and you can chime in and say as much as you want about, you know, each product or service. But that's just in my spirit right now that we need to know what products and services, because so many people are connecting with you right now. They have peace with you that God is really, as the old preacher said, the Holy Spirit is kicking you to connect with this wonderful lady, Ms. Linda.
Wow, okay. Well, right now I am offering coaching services. So that is for people who desire to give birth to anything. That means launching a business, writing a book. That means if you want to start blogging and monetize your blog, meaning earn money from blogging, any idea that you have that you want to give birth can log on to my website at growyourdreamsnetwork.com. My coaching fees are up there, and I pretty much have two different segments of my coaching fees. Under coaching services is like the all-inclusive. That includes like audios and stuff that you would get every month as we go through the coaching packages. And then if you just want the basic, in the sidebar, you'll see my rates, and I use a platform called Clarity FM for that. And you can book a session with me there. You can, if you want to do a starter session for 15 minutes, 30 minutes, we can do that. As far as products, on the same website, you can go under products. And if you have businesses, books already in existence, I have various products that, you know, can help businesses and people who are launching out there and just trying to increase their territory. Products that will help you build your mailing list, products that will help you attract more clients. I even have a product that will help you, you know, start earning money with ebooks and teach you also how to be savvier at social media. Some people just don't fully get the hang of social media. And if any of those things are something that you're interested in, like I said, you can log on to the site, growyourdreamsnetwork.com, and just browse some of the things that I have available there. And you can also email me directly if you just have a question about that or something else or anything that isn't covered there. But I'm very flexible. I'm available. And, you know, I'm at God's service for God's people.
That's amazing. But Linda, you know, like I said, we talked earlier, we are light spirits and God connected us for a reason. So we working and continue that relationship that we have. But please give us any last minute words. And then, of course, please follow back up, if you will, with how we can contact you.
Yeah, you can definitely contact me. The best way to contact me is to log on to my website, growyourdreamsnetwork.com. And on there, you'll be able to contact me through everything. There's a Facebook link, Google+, Instagram, Pinterest, Twitter, everything. And there's also a link that'll take you directly to the Facebook group I was telling you about, the Grow Your Dreams Network group. Right now, we're currently at over 700 members and growing. So people are hearing about us. People are recommending us. People love what we're about. And if you are serious about God, if you are serious about business, come and join us.
Well, she ain't got to worry about me. She know where I'm at.
You're already in there.
Lord, God bless you. God bless you. And you and your feel that this is just the beginning.
Yeah.
being obedient opens up. You know, I tell people when one door closes, I really believe, I know it's supposed to be another open, but it's several open. And as more you stay obedient and stay focused and stay aligned with him, guess what? He will be able to trust you with other things, that because this got to get out to help other people.
That is the truth. That is so the truth. And I appreciate you, and I just thank you for having me on. Like I said, I've seen all the interviews that you've been doing. You stay busy. So to just take a moment and to have me on, I truly, truly appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm staying obedient, Linda.
Good. Well, your increase is right at your door.
Amen. I receive that. But like, again, if you need anything from Good Deeds, please contact us. But we're going to stay in network with each other. And we really, truly, truly thank you for taking time out and being with us.
Yes, indeed. Thank you again.
Amen. You're welcome. You guys, you know, we love to bring you information. This was an awesome, awesome, powerful, eye-opening conversation. I miss Linda. Oh, Lord. She just really gave us the information. You know, contact me if you missed her contact information. I will refer it to you. And you know how to get in contact with us. You know, you can. Everything now is on one website, which is www.reneesunday.com. You can get information about the radio show, the TV show, how to advertise with us, how to sponsor a show, how we can actually do your red carpet events, how we actually can make you media ready. I mean, so many things that we can do. Just go to the website. We can do reviews for you. But just go to the website, and we'll get back with you quickly to answer any of your questions or concerns. Again, that is www.reneesunday.com. You know, we love you. God bless you. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. Bye-bye.